This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is looking to advance in the Senate. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
Following the recent passage of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, attention now turns towards the Senate to take action. National Milk Producers Federation Senior Director of Government Relations and Head of Nutrition Policy Claudia Larson said there's bipartisan support for the legislation in the Senate.
Its own version of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act was introduced in June of this year by Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas and Senator Peter Welch from Vermont. There are 10 additional Senate co-sponsors, 6 Republicans, 3 Democrats, and 1 independent. So we do know there is broad bipartisan support for this bill in the Senate. Now, whether or not the Senate picks up its own measure or picks up the House-approved bill, we're not entirely sure, but hopefully we'll see one of those two measures move and we can continue to advance this important bill.
Larson said the legislation can improve child nutrition by offering more choices for milk at breakfast and lunch.
Milk at all fat levels provides 13 essential nutrients, nutrients that kids need to grow and thrive. Yet school-aged children and adolescents are not consuming these vital nutrients, and we must provide kids with helpful options that they will choose to actually drink. So the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is a common sense approach to address this underconsumption of critical nutrients because it expands the options that schools can choose to serve to include 2% in whole milk.
In fact, Larson said that parents and children actually prefer a whole and 2% milk.
A recent survey of American parents actually demonstrates that 8 in 10 parents think the 2% and whole milk are the healthiest options for their kids. They're choosing that for their children at home. And we believe by providing these healthy, popular options at schools, we can continue to see kids consume and intake these vital nutrients.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.